Well, saying that the White House is overstepping its boundaries, leading House Democrats have unveiled a legislative package aimed at controlling what they call abuses of power. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says that the aim is to preserve the rule of law and restore accountability and basic ethics to the government. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with constitutional law professor Stephen Wolpert with St. Mary's College. Professor, the Constitution spells out the basic powers for the three branches of government. What you see of this legislation, is it consistent with what the legislative branch itself can do to adjust those powers?
Many of the proposals simply clarify powers that Congress can constitutionally perform, such as spending and the Hatch Act, which prohibits federal employees from engaging in partisan politics. And then there are some that might raise constitutional questions, such as curbing the president's power to issue pardons or the to codify the Emoluments Clause. Congress can't obviously revise the Constitution on its own, and it's up to the Supreme Court to decide what the Constitution means. So some of these provisions might require a constitutional review by the court.
When you talk about some of the rules that just needed tweaking, or that the congressional, the people who drafted the legislation think they need tweaking, in your opinion, is what is drafted do enough to add clarity to some of those issues?
I think so. It's quite extensive, 158 pages, and a lot of different proposals covering a number of areas that Democrats believe are weaknesses in our democratic system that have been exposed by President Trump. So there are a lot of details here. Now, it's not going to get acted on in this session of Congress. Partly they're doing this to draw attention back to presidential performance, now that the vacancy on the Supreme Court seems to have taken some of the focus away from his performance. And they're also hoping that if the day comes when there's a Democrat in the White House and Democrats in both chambers of Congress, that some of these might actually get enacted.
Professor, when we look at this historically, how often does Congress take up something like this, aiming to rein in a White House, for example?
Well, it happened first, in my memory, was after the Vietnam War, when they passed the War Powers Act, trying to limit the president's ability to commit armed forces abroad. And then after Watergate, there was a similar response, sort of post-Watergate improvements in oversight to prevent abuse of power. And this is sort of the current equivalent of that, because the Democrats have long complained that the president has been stepping over the line of presidential power.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us. Constitutional law professor Stephen Wolpert with St. Mary's College.